Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing sexual polarity in action. So I'm a big believer in sexual polarity and the concept that people at opposite ends of a masculine and feminine scale will attract each other. Now that doesn't necessarily connect with the sex of a person, but if we're going to generalize, most women are on the feminine side of a scale and most men are on the masculine side of a scale, but this scale has varying degrees, okay? If we're to imagine a scale of between 1 and 10, then numbers 1 to 4 would be different degrees of feminine energy, 5 and 6 would be neutral, and 7 to 10, different degrees of masculine energy. Now, every single action we take, every single behavior, all of our attitude, all of our traits, everything that we do is subconsciously judged by other people to place us on this scale. You might be very masculine in one area of your life, in one way you behave, but in all of the other ways, you might be very feminine, and hence the average would then pull you down to the more feminine side of a scale. So in my belief in the sexual polarity concept, somebody who is a 1 or a 2, very, very feminine, would be attractive to somebody who is very, very masculine on the 9 to 10 range, and so forth and so forth. If you look at the scale in your mind, then you would see that somebody who is more of a 3 would be more likely to be attracted to somebody who was more of maybe a 7 or an 8, but less attractive to somebody who is a 10 or somebody who is indeed maybe a 5. So if you imagine a scale 1 to 10 and you try to imagine opposite sides of neutral, then that would show where the most sexual chemistry can be found. Now, with that in mind, people are often asking me, well, where can this be seen in a real life example? And hence, I thought I would tell you today a story which really showcases this. So I was told this by somebody who I've got no reason to believe was lying or exaggerating. And they told me that they'd read this interesting article about speed dating. And speed dating, for those of you who don't know, is when people go to an event, a speed dating event, and they will sit, well, one set of people will sit down, the other set of people will kind of line up and then match towards them, and then they get to talk to each other for 2 minutes, okay, they speak to each other for 2 minutes, and they will then, after about 2 minutes, the bell will ring, something like that will happen, and then one set of people, they'll stand up and they'll move along. And it will end up so that eventually at the end of the speed dating session that everybody has spoken to everybody else, okay? So in this instance, it was a heterosexual speed dating event. I was told that all of the women were sitting down and the men lined up, they matched up, they spoke for 2 minutes. After the bell rang, the men stood up, moved along, and they sat down and then they spoke to the next woman. So that's how it would work. And after the event, what happens is that everybody has a little piece of paper and they've got all of the numbers or the names of everybody else. And they basically put a mark, they put a tick next to the people that they would like to see again. And they hand that in to the organisers of a speed dating event. And they then look at all these pieces of paper. And if there's any matches, if two people match each other, then what they will do is actually let both people know the contact details of each other. So it's a great way, it's a safe way, but if two people like each other, then they can communicate after the event. So this speed dating experiment really showcased sexual polarity in action, because what it showed was that the majority of the men were given ticks, were putting marks against the most physically attractive women, okay? So it seemed that in the 2 minutes they had to spend with a woman, all they was literally doing was noticing how physically attractive they were. That is in essence what the men was doing. That is what the men were spending their time doing. They was paying attention to how physically attractive the women were. And the most physically attractive was getting all of these ticks. Now, this is important to consider because in the sexual polarity concept, one of the strongest female traits is beautifying yourself, okay? And men put a lot of interest into that physical trait of a woman. So men are looks-based creatures. Men will put a lot of value into the physical attraction of a woman. So whether society likes to admit it and acknowledge it or not, you know, this is biology. This is how it is. So if I was to talk to a woman, talk to somebody in their feminine, and they were saying to me, okay, what can I do to increase the likelihood of me being able to attract a more masculine man, for instance, then I would be saying, look, one of the key traits of femininity is beautifying yourself, okay? And this experiment really showcased that, showcased it a lot. There are obviously a lot of other feminine traits, just as there are a lot of masculine traits. There's an infinite amount of traits. Everything that we do, we are subconsciously judged on. Okay, beautifying yourself is just one of the feminine traits, but it's very, very important. Other feminine traits can be loosely connected to mothering traits, such as being nurturing, kind, supportive, those kind of things that you might kind of associate with mothering. They are some other very powerful feminine traits as well. So now let's look at the women and what they did in the speed dating event, where they was putting their marks and where they were showing interest in the men. And what's very, very interesting is, once again, it really ties in with a sexual polarity concept. And that is that the women at the event was putting the marks, putting the ticks against the men who showcased the most drive and the most ambition and had the highest social status. And this is very important to realise, because when you're looking at the sexual polarity scale, when you're looking at strong masculine traits which attract femininity, you are looking at ambition, you are looking at drive, you are looking at somebody who is a person of action. Okay, they are very strong masculine traits and very attractive to people in their feminine. So when you hear phrases such as women are only interested in money, okay, that's nonsense. Okay, that is not a fair thing to say. What women or people in their feminine are most interested in is drive, is somebody with ambition, is somebody who really wants to push forward and has passion. Okay, and what is the byproduct of all of those things? If you're somebody with passion, if you drive forward, if you're ambitious, if you are someone who will always try to go the extra mile, okay, what is the byproduct of that? Often that is success and money. Okay, so women and people in the feminine are not interested in money, but that happens to be the byproduct of the things they are interested in. So it's really interesting to see the results of this speed dating event, this speed dating experiment. Because when we look at it, we can actually see with our own eyes sexual polarity in action. Okay, we could see that the men, the people in their masculine, what they was looking for in a female, in femininity. And they was putting a high value in physical appearance. That is something that we've known for a while, something that we've always known, really, that men are visual creatures and they put a lot of value in physical appearance. And then we was looking at the women and what they did, what they was looking for when they was trying to find a great match for them in their masculine. And that was, they was looking for somebody with drive, with passion, with ambition, okay? Again, it all fits in together. So whether you are a man or a woman, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, it doesn't matter, okay? You just need to be looking at where you are on this scale of masculine and feminine energy. And you need to be looking at the type of person you're interested in and where they would be on the scale. And if you want to attract them, you need to be on the opposite side of that scale. Okay, that is the way to find the best success of trying to attract somebody. And hence, it's very, very important to see sexual polarity in action, in real life, like this experiment, like the speed dating that I told you about today, because then you can see it for what it is. You can see that sexual polarity is all around us, and that if we want to be successful in attraction, we need to be making sure we understand where we are on the scale, where our potential mate is on the scale, and we need to make sure we are on opposite sides of the center, because if we're not, it's going to be very, very hard for us to attract them. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.